Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Mike Downey for Community Comment. On occasion, my wife and I will take our bicycles to the Herrick Park and Ride and access the coastal trail known as the Hikshari Trail. This paved, well-cared-for trail has been in the works for many years, and we have witnessed the transformation from theory and initial development to what I believe is completion through the city of Eureka. One of the major hurdles for the city of Eureka was to reclaim the land behind the Bayshore Mall known as Devil's Playground. With much effort and continued maintenance, it appears that they have been successful in the cleanup and relocation of those displaced. If you walk, run, or bike through the area now, you will find it is free from encampments, discarded hypodermic syringe needles, and those under the influence hanging around. The progress on the trail has been methodical and consistent, with new portions of the trail added routinely, focused on providing a safe environment for all to enjoy. The final portion of the trail was recently completed, linking the Herrick Park and Ride all the way to an area behind Target, about a 12-mile loop out and back. The trail has fresh asphalt road base and a number of new bridges designed for foot and bike traffic. At one point, a series of bridges are incorporated to continue the path over a wetlands area behind Target. The trail is free from all traffic except for a stretch through Old Town, which we have found to be easily navigated. I believe the plan is to continue the trail north from Eureka and link up with existing trails in Arcata. This will enable bicyclists to safely navigate the corridor between the cities, which has been needed for years. I would also encourage a link south to College of the Redwoods as well. By developing these routes, I believe we will see increased use by bicyclists and long-distance runners. Also, kudos must be given to the Eureka Police Department for their efforts in keeping this trail open to those who want to enjoy the solitude and beauty of the area. On almost every occasion that I have biked the Hikshari Trail, I have seen officers in the four-wheel gator out checking the area for illegal encampments, criminal activity, and providing a safe environment. They also remove trash and other items that may be hazardous to those recreating in the area. So if you haven't had a chance to enjoy this area, please do so. And again, congratulations and kudos to the City of Eureka for providing such an area to enjoy for all of Humboldt County. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.